Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in. This episode is sponsored by our friends at Evocalize. Evocalize is a fully automated marketing platform that helps loan officers attract, capture, and convert local buyers online without any digital marketing experience. Its patented push-button solution enables you to create high-performing demand generation programs across multiple channels like Google, Facebook, and Instagram, find first-party leads, and eliminate dependence on expensive lead portals to reach new customers, all in just a few clicks. With Evocalize, you unlock scalable marketing that boosts visibility, shortens sales cycles, and fuels your revenue growth. Visit evocalize.com/sign up to activate your free account and start driving your own quality leads today.
All right, we are back with another episode of Lending Forward, and I'm excited to have Dan Catanella here with Total Expert. He is the Chief Lending Officer joining us today. Dan, with over 20 years in mortgage technology and a passion for digital transformation, he brings a wealth of knowledge. So super excited to have you, Dan.
Thank you, Hannah. Happy to be here.
Awesome.
On this beautiful Monday after the Masters.
I know. And it's sunny. Well, I don't know.
I'm in Philly and it's sunny here as well. We're getting 60 degrees all week. I'm pretty happy about it.
I sometimes forget that you guys are like in the freezing cold most of the time.
Most of our team is in Minnesota, where our headquarters is at. I don't know. I guess I'm lucky to be in Philly. That sounds kind of odd. We certainly get four seasons, but yeah, it's definitely less cold than Minnesota in the winter. That's for sure.
Fair. That's fair. Well, let's dig in. I mean, you've been in the industry for a while. You've seen the shifts and the ebbs and flows and all that comes with it. What would you say are the biggest technology shifts that you've seen over the past, you know, couple of years?
Yeah. For me, I think it's all around data. I think when you look at the landscape, you look at some of the moves that some of the big players, whether it's, you know, Rocket, Redfin, Mr. Cooper, what Zillow's trying to do. It's really an evolution of how to really leverage data and intelligence. And I go back in my career, and when I started in this business, and so much of the business was really analog. I mean, I met with so many originators that were still taking paper 1003 apps. And, you know, just really how the data has evolved. And now with some of these intelligence capabilities, whether that's machine learning, whether that's now AI enabled capabilities, it's really a data's arms race to really understand the consumer at a much deeper level than ever before, so that, you know, sales knows what to talk about and what to position. Your marketing and your CRM capabilities are running on your behalf using the data. And that goes beyond just, you know, the integrations to point of sale systems and loan origination systems, but how to really look at the consumer's entire financial picture using third party, you know, first party, zero party data sources, bringing them all together and really understand the consumer at a very deep level. So the thing I always really index on is just how data and intelligence has evolved to become really a growth engine for a lot of the modern originators that we work with.
And I think, the data, the amount of data that we can get is actually kind of scary. I mean, it's, if you're not prepared for the amount of data that you can get, and, you know, it's almost like Big Brother tracking people. I mean, I think we all know we're being watched and we're being tracked, and like our phones, everybody knows what we're doing all the time. And I think people think we're being listened to all the time, but as an originator, I do think that you have to take advantage of the data at your fingertips now. And there's so many tools and things that can help you. So, I mean, it just kind of makes me think of like, we've moved into this like modern era of lending. And I get nervous because I think some people are going to get left.
I agree. I think it's really, you know, the data is out there and a lot of people can access the data, but the biggest hurdle that people have is how do you really operationalize that to actually make it actionable, right? I mean, I go back in the part of my career and we had a team that was sitting in a silo and they were investing millions and millions of dollars, bringing all this data on consumers into this, you know, standalone data warehouse of sorts. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, is this really the right investment in the strategy? Because it wasn't in a place where it's actionable. So how do you bring that data into a place that can help originators actually produce more transactions, help your marketing efforts be, you know, perform at a much higher rate than ever before? So just going after and subscribing to a bunch of data is kind of a lost investment, in my opinion, but it's really, you know, are you operationalizing that to create a growth engine for your organization and produce obviously loans and transactions and position new products and services to your consumers, increase your retention rate and your conversion rates of the borrowers that you're serving. So just making sure that you're just not buying data, but you're putting in a place that actually at the end of the day is resulting in success and business outcomes.
So let's dig into that a little bit more, because we do have the majority of our listener base is loan officers. You know, how do you bring the data to life? How do you operationalize it, you know, through your CRM or through your processes? How are you seeing different companies do it?
Yeah, so I think everybody is now leaning into their CRM as that repository. You know, some of the larger lenders want to go out and build, you know, CDPs, you know, customer data platforms that really specialize in that. But the vast majority don't want to go down that path because it's a massive investment, can take over a year to implement. So most people are just really looking at their partners, their CRM providers, as that kind of central repository, assuming that they have kind of open data frameworks, which is a lot of what we focus on at Total Expert, is how do we make sure that anybody that has access to data can pump that data into our system, can make it usable inside of automation and journeys and marketing collateral. How do I make sure I can use that in my sales workflows and orchestrate it so that, you know, my originators know exactly who I should be reaching out to and why, whether somebody's in the money for a refinance or maybe just a financial check-in because I saw that they got married or they got divorced or they had a child. And that's a great time to just check in because I haven't spoken to that consumer for a year. Where if you go back historically, I mean, some of the best originators that I spent time with, they had this model that every January they started with the A's and then week two, they would call the B's and then week three, they call the C's. I will tell you, those originators always had success of that. Well, now you shift that mindset using some of this data intelligence and you're like, all right, well, now the system's actually surfacing who I should talk to, when I should talk to them. So I have much more targeted cadences with these consumers. And as my database grows, there's just more and more potential for opportunities using some of these data intelligence and insights. So I'd say most lenders we talk to are looking at the CRM providers as kind of that central source, because it really is kind of the bridge between sales and marketing. And it just immediately makes it actionable when you can orchestrate it out of your CRM platform.
Mm-hmm. And you said something that I think resonated. It resonated with me. I hope it resonates with other people, is, you know, those early originators that were calling A's and then B's and then C's, it was very cold calls, right? Like a lot of originators are terrified to make cold calls. You don't know what you're going to say and you don't know why you're calling. And I think what the mindset shift and really the whole industry shifted is now your CRM is telling you why to call. It's telling you why to call. It's telling you what to say. It's telling you, you know, their new rate. It's telling you when they got married. It's telling you when they had babies. It's basically telling you everything you need to know. So that cold call is no longer cold.
Totally true. It's not just a general kind of check-in, but now because you have access to all this data intelligence on your consumers, you understand their current financial picture, not 3 years ago when you completed the last transaction. But now I understand Hannah, you know, Maybe you just had a child. Maybe you just increased your credit card debt. Maybe you just, I see your equity position in your home. I have all of this at my fingertips. So I can really understand, all right, let's have a conversation. I see all these things happened in your life. You gained, $200,000 of equity in your home, over the past year. Let's have a conversation around what are your financial goals? What education or advice should I be providing you to align with those goals? And it just builds much more of a trust conversation and deepens the relationships much more than some sort of general outreach sales call.
Absolutely. You are that financial advisor for their life. The way that you market it yourself, now it can be true. Looking ahead, everyone is saying AI is going to take over. I mean, AI has already somewhat taken over. But what trends or what technologies are y'all keeping a close eye on? Is it AI? Is it automation? Is it just additional ways to personalize, reach out? I mean, what's exciting you?
Yeah. I mean, some of the AI capabilities that we're piloting right now are probably the most exciting that I think I've ever seen in my career, to be honest with you. We've been making some pretty significant investments into data. And now with some of these AI enabled capabilities, it's really weaponizing your data that's sitting in your platform, probably idle. And we look at some of the industry trends out there, and I've spent a large portion of my career with distributed retail LOs. They're incredible at building relationships, especially with referral partners and other sources, and always focused on kind of the purchase business. But where they fall short is keeping their past customers updated and constant follow-ups. And most originators fall off after two or three follow-ups if that consumer doesn't even answer the phone. So some of the AI-enabled capabilities that are most exciting are some of the kind of AI-powered virtual sales assistants that we're in pilot with right now. So you think about giving every originator superpowers and giving them a AI-powered virtual sales assistant so that it can help with full outreach, whether that's voice or text capabilities, and have conversations with customers. And because the data, we have this kind of full financial picture of the consumer in our database, we actually can pass that to the AI, agentic AI bots. And when they do the outreach, they really have a full context of Hannah and your current position and the past transactions that we did together. So it's doing a very warm outreach on behalf of the originator, and making sure that no opportunity ever falls through the cracks. So it's the pilots that we have running right now are probably the most exciting and transformative that I think I've ever seen in my career. But you're talking about capabilities that could potentially, when we run some of these models, you could 10x a decent originator's production with some of these capabilities, because we just constantly analyze how much opportunity that most originators let just fall through the cracks. Mm-hmm. I just use an easy one. Like if we go back to like September of last year, when rates dropped to 6% for, we'll call it a 6-week time frame. Mm-hmm. You had 6 weeks to go after the last 30 months of your database. That was probably half of it was in the money from the last 30 months of production that you did. And I ask this to originators every time I meet them now. And I said, how many of those opportunities do you think you left on the table? And they're like, 90% of them. Wow. So if I could have an AI powered virtual sales assistant do an outreach immediately to each of those opportunities, the hour that the market moves, I guarantee that, they could have seized 10x the opportunity that they were able to seize during that time frame. So really kind of, force multiplier when it comes to being able to accelerate originators' growth, because I do believe, we saw back during the pandemic, we had somewhere around 230,000 producing originators, mm-hmm. In our industry. Now we're down to about floating around 100,000. I don't think the future is going back up to 200,000 originators. I think it's about how do we help originators get, 5, 10X more units per LO than a whole bunch of new LOs coming into our business. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't be getting younger generations of originators into this business. We definitely need more of that, but I do see the future just being able to be focused on more units per LO than more LOs in the industry.
Mm-hmm. How is, I'm very excited about that. First of all, I know that, but I also know that terrifies a lot of originators, maybe some of the older aged originators. You know, AI is terrifying.
There's two cohorts that I speak to. It's the originators that are like, I don't want anybody else to reach out to my customer. But then once they actually see the contextual conversation that these capabilities enable, they're like, oh yeah, I would let that agentic AI bot have a conversation. As long as the experience is good. And then there's the other cohort of originators is like, sign me up. When can I have this?
For sure. I would be the sign me up version. 100%. I think that's going to be a game changer, especially, I mean, I think we've been talking about it for years now that your database is a gold mine. Everybody knows their database is a gold mine, and you add on all of the data that you have on your database, and now you're adding on AI. I mean, it's going to be really cool to see kind of how this all unveils. But, you know, with all of the really fun and, you know, upcoming technologies and things like that, I think a lot of companies do still struggle with evolving with the industry. I was trying to think of a way to say it. You know, what are some pitfalls that unfortunately you've seen organizations take or individual loan officers take when they are trying to upgrade their tech stack or they jump at the next shiny object? You know, yeah. What are you seeing on that front?
Yeah. So a couple things I'd mention. First is just having, you know, shiny object syndrome, just chasing the next shiny object because you don't think that your current investments into your current tech stack is moving the needle for your organization. Well, most of the times in my career, when I've dove into that kind of sentiment, it's mostly an organizational problem than a technology problem in most cases. You know, there are tech providers out there that maybe aren't making the most investment and aren't innovating. And, you know, we have a saying all the time, like if you're not innovating, constantly innovating, you're dying in essence, right? And it's the same on the lender side as it is on the fintech side. But first and foremost, should be looking at your current investments and how do I optimize this? How do I get more ROI out of my existing investments that I already have implemented? I already spent a ton of resources and dollars making these investments, getting deployed out throughout my organization. But am I actually taking advantage of all the capabilities that those providers are offering me? Some of the things that I spent a lot of my time on is just re-educating on the existing investments, evaluating their entire tech stack of our customers and just, you know, helping them look at opportunities to, you know, create more value out of their current investments and optimize that, whether that's integrating it better together, whether it's looking at things that could be sunset to save costs. And, you know, maybe there's a native capability in one system that there's not in another, that could just be an opportunity to just, you know, double down on the existing investments versus going out and trying to chase the next shiny object because you saw a nice sales demo somewhere. Mm-hmm. There's also the fact that, you know, if you're not willing to change originators' habits internally, you have a real problem inside your organization because the industry is evolving so fast and so quickly with some of the new technology out there that you really have to have strong sales leadership more so than ever before. Being able to, you know, articulate not just through training, but getting other sales leaders internally to have a top-down approach to driving, you know, change of habits to double down on the organization's ability to optimize to do new models. You know, the industry is certainly not going to be just a referral-based industry, meaning that if you just rely on just your real estate agent partnerships, you may do well, mm-hmm. but it's really, we're seeing it evolve to really a hybrid type of retail model. And it's something that I've talked about for the last decade, but it's here. It's now. We're talking to so many of our customers that are creating new models so that, yes, they're going to continue to nurture and grow their referral-based business, but they're also getting opportunities from their own database that are surfacing to them, potentially, you know, optimizing servicing portfolios, different retention strategies on consumers, investing into digital ads and social media at a scale that we've never seen before. So you have originators now getting opportunities from all these different sources. So you really need to, you know, reinvent how you're talking to your originators, how you're training your originators to really make sure that they're, you know, operationalizing their business more so than ever before, because it's not just about that one purchase transaction or lead that they may get a week anymore. They're getting a lot of opportunities from a lot of different sources. So I don't think training and enablement have ever been more important than they are today. And it really needs to be led from strong sales leadership at the top of the organization.
Almost down. This is so good. this is so good. So give me, and I don't want you to say names. I don't want you to say a company. I don't want you to say any of that. But when this new process gets put into practice and the data gets optimized and used correctly, what does that look like? I'm sure you have a loan officer or somebody using Total Expert well. I mean, have you seen businesses 10x, like not overnight, but talk to me about when implemented well, how does this go?
I think an optimized lender measures a lot of different things. The couple of the things that they do are starting to measure is, do I understand my customer retention rates down to the originator level? Mm-hmm. And like any organization, you have some leaders of originators in your organization, you have some laggards, right? There's definitely some best in class cohorts of lenders out there. And then inside of organizations, we obviously have different cohorts of, you know, A players, B players, C players, right? Not uncommon. But I think where from a lender perspective, the best in class have a top down sales leader driven organization that thrives in constantly evolving how their originators are producing, converting, and retaining customers. And it is typically a technology focused area as well. So they're working tightly coupled with marketing. So sales and marketing are literally tightly joined at the hip. We still talk to too many organizations that are a bit disconnected between sales and marketing. It just creates too much friction internally. They really need to work very closely together and make sure that, you know, marketing is supporting sales motions and vice versa. And creating sales playbooks. So if you can get your top producers and sharing success stories, you know, versus just getting them on a training call or a webinar call that talks about features and functions, it really should be more of a sales playbook. So here's a sales strategy that's going to equate to growing your referral business by 10x, converting more loans by, you know, 20x, retaining your customers by 2x, whatever those metrics are. Getting your whole organization to rally around that comes from the sales leadership top down, who these originators report to. Those are typically the best in class, and they're using technology to help enable a lot of that, you know, those focus areas and those metrics, and they're gamifying that. So here's my top LOs that are retaining their customers well beyond anybody else inside the organization. You know, they're using things like data and intelligence to surface opportunities from the database. They're doing great with referral partners and referral-based business. They're using the CRM to really operationalize their business and manage their day-to-day. So they're not letting any opportunities fall through the cracks. They really have kind of a technology enabled playbook that they've really gotten to a mature spot.
I love that. Okay. So I'm a originator. I have looked at my CRM like a print library for 10 years. That's all I use it for. I go in, I print out my flyer, and I go. What is my first step in leveraging my CRM to really help operationalize my process?
Yeah. So the first thing is you got to change your mindset first, because if you don't change your mindset, it's going to be really challenging to get to the next step. But you can't look at your CRM as just a Rolodex, and there's still way too many originators that just look at their CRM as a Rolodex versus probably the most, you know, greatest asset to their business as possible. So once originators start to view, all right, my database is a gold mine, it should be viewed as an appreciating asset, meaning every customer that goes in, that should mean 2, 3, 4, 5 future transactions of that consumer. And I think once you get into that mindset, then that allows you to start looking at, all right, where are the biggest holes in my business? Do I even know at what rate I'm converting my leads from my referral partners or other lead sources that I may be buying? And then putting some goals together of, all right, I'm converting at 40% of my leads today into application. How do I get to 50 or 60%? Where's my greatest fallout? And the CRM has capabilities to help there. You do need to have things like stringent follow-ups and task management and things of that nature as well. But you're really looking at it from that starting point and then going through all the parts of your funnel. You know, do I have, you know, what is my pull-through rate? Am I maintaining a positive pull-through rate at 80%+? Certainly what I would expect from a retail standpoint. And then, you know, post-close, what does my follow-up process look like? How often do I talk to every one of my past customers? Am I using data to help me with that outreach and that targeted outreach? What do my post-close campaigns and automation look like for follow-ups? So just going through every part of the funnel, if you try to bite it all off at once, your head will probably explode. So I usually like to tell originators, start at the top of the funnel and then just work your way downward. Most of our organizations that use at least Total Expert have an enterprise strategy where they're giving some pretty good playbooks out to their entire organization so that they do have a starting point. That doesn't mean originators shouldn't look at their own business and how they operate and then make or request customizations from there that best suits their business model. You know, a lot of organizations or originators that I talk to have the perception of, Total Expert just gives me kind of this black box and it is what it is, but it's actually far from the truth. What we try to do is set organizations up with an enterprise strategy and then give the originators a heck of a starting point to say, all right, now let me apply that enterprise strategy to my book of business and what tweaks and modifications do I really need to see to maximize my own business of how I operate inside my branch.
That's awesome. That was fantastic. I could have took notes the whole time, but I'll go back and re-listen. No, I told you we'd go over 20 minutes. I can't let you leave because this has been fantastic. I can't let you leave without answering our signature question, which is, how do you or Total Expert plan on lending it forward for the rest of 2025?
Yeah, so I will just say I love to help the industry and lenders win. And I've been fortunate enough in my career to have a lot of different experiences through, you know, sales, marketing, and technology. And I'm super passionate, especially with our own customers, which it's really a fun job that I get to have so many conversations with so many different lenders and so many different business models. And when I see an opportunity to help any of our customers win, in regardless of what the market throws at us, it's just part of my passion. So I travel, as most of my friends know, I travel a ton through Total Expert, and I really just am passionate about getting ingrained into their business, what are their objectives, and figuring out how I personally can help them win with different strategies and leveraging some of our technology that we have. So just, you know, helping our customers win every day.
I love that. And you have a phenomenal team behind you. Obviously, we're big supporters of Total Expert, and we love everybody who comes and supports Atlantic Bay. So, you know,
well, our primary core value is customer obsession, and we really take that seriously internally. So I appreciate the comment. We do have a phenomenal team. It's one of the reasons why I'm here.
Well, we greatly appreciate it. And we'll probably have you back talking about data or AI in a couple months.
Love it.
Awesome, Dan. Well, thanks for having me, Hannah.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube and LinkedIn. Catch us every other Thursday with a brand new episode and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSconsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.